This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for advice from a real girl who might not have the answers, but goddamn, she'll try. Just a tip and you'll be on your way with Meg and Batoon on Friday.
Welcome to Just a Tip, an advice podcast hosted by me, Megan Batoon. Today I hugged someone and their earring poked me in the cheek and now it's all red. Mm-hmm. That's why I have not only one friend, but two friends here to help me help you. Timothy Delgado and Chia Habti.
Yay. Whoa. What you know about that Cubert zirconia in your face?
It's a weapon. A weapon on your ears.
I have a new beauty mark and it's from your earring.
No, yeah, you cheeked me so aggressively. My ear hurt too. Like when you said ow, I also was like ow in my head.
Did the back like stabbed
your
ear?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a
but
double-edged
there's
sword.
The back has one pokey, and the part that hit me had four.
It's true, yeah.
So the ratio is uneven.
Stop! Don't love me so hard next time.
but the men's pain, his one side is equivalent to a lady's four,
yes.
You know?
Yeah, it's true. We're weak.
It's true. They're
You're
very
weak.
Yeah.
We
weak.
Are.
Yes, so we know
why,
that.
So why do y'all act so surprised when we're sick and weak for a week? I see so many tweets about, oh, men act like they're going to die when they get sick. Well, you know we're weak.
Everyone Aww. Needs to know that.
Nurture us, man.
I do.
Thanks, babe.
I do. Essential oils. You know, I give you the diffuser with the nice immunity in it.
Man, you're just making up words now.
No. He loves it. He loves my essential oil collection.
Dude, when I used to give my boyfriends facials from like, do you put Tim's head like in your cross legs? Like, does that make sense?
I could.
No, she does not. No.
I could. And, like, give, like, a sinus headache massage.
The
Have you ever
points?
Done that?
Yeah.
Dude, guys love that.
Mm-hmm.
Sinus headache massages.
Yeah, okay. I just do that to myself, really.
Yeah, maybe let's write that down.
Sure, yeah,
so,
yeah.
To try that out, because I don't know how that feels.
Thanks, Megan.
Yeah, right?
God. As if I don't pamper you enough, I rubbed your feet last night.
Aww.
Did you?
Yes,
no,
I did.
You didn't.
Yeah, I was punching them, remember?
Yeah, you were punching them.
And then I was also rubbing them nicely.
No.
I was, yes,
but
I was.
But I couldn't feel it because when you were punching it, I lost all feeling
They're
in
numb.
My feet.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
You may know that Tim and Chia are married.
We are.
Yay.
But after a quick internet stalk, I found that a psychic predicted that Chia, you were going to go to LA and meet your husband, and then you met Tim on that trip?
Yeah, it's true. That was my first psychic reading ever.
No.
And it was, because I kind of went in being like, I'm not going to expect anything. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to hear what he says and just walk away with whatever he says.
He's a male psychic.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And he was like, you're going to go on a trip with your friends to California. And I'm like, okay, first of all, there was no discussion amongst friends about any sort of trip.
Mm.
And then I had no interest in ever going to California. I mean, I would have loved to, but it wasn't like in the books.
Right.
And then I think like a week or two later, my friend was just like, we should take a trip to California. And
Stop.
I was like,
and you were instantly, you had like your, that So Raven moment.
Yeah. That moment, everything was just like slow-mo. And I was like, oh my God.
Okay. I paid that psychic and I paid her friends to set it all
you
up.
Would.
The cat's
you
out
would.
Of the bag.
You would. You would.
Also, what website did you find
Honestly,
this information
I
on?
I don't remember.
Probably my blog, because I did a whole blog post on it.
Oh.
Yeah.
What else did the psychic tell you that came true?
Oh, God. There were so many like random. I always tell this story. It has absolutely nothing to do about anything, but I feel like it was his way of kind of validating himself. He's like, you're going to put away your winter boots. And when you bring them out again, your top button on the left boot is going to pop off.
Whoa.
And I'm like, okay, whatever. Who cares? Just like boots. So put the boots away, brought them back out in like November.
No.
Slipped on my left boot.
Stop. Oh my gosh.
My left button, the top button on the left boot popped off.
Stop.
And
it.
I was like, what is happening? It was such like an insignificant moment, but no, it was just like, this is crazy.
Do you go back to that guy still?
I went like 3 more times after that, just to kind of like hear what he had to say. But after a while, I was like, you know what? This is enough. I don't want to get like addicted to like hear what he might say.
I do remember she went on like one follow-up visit because you had like a audio recording.
Yeah,
recorded the moment. And then there was one part where, you know, the guy mentioned that like, whatever dude she was dating in LA, like worked with like technology and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he goes, and is he black? And she's like, no, Asian. He's like, oh, okay, okay.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe he doesn't see color.
Yeah, maybe.
True.
Just energies.
Yeah, just energies, man. Just
crazy.
Just frequencies and wavelengths. Wow, crazy.
Yeah, it was weird.
Okay, was he correct the other times, or you just didn't want to get addicted, or was it like the law of diminishing return where he just kind of was off after that first one?
I feel like there was like a handful of very like generic things that he said, but then there were
you're gonna wake up,
right?
Then you're gonna go to bed,
you're gonna go to the bathroom today.
Yeah.
But then there were those moments like the boot where
that's
I'm like,
so cool.
This is crazy. And then I feel like the moment when I'm like, okay, I need to stop going to the psychic is our session. Our last session was like only 15 minutes.
Oh.
And he normally reads you for like half an hour to 45 minutes.
Right.
And it just was so repetitive to what he had said before.
Oh.
So in my mind, I'm like, okay, I feel like I know where my life should be going. Mm-hmm. Because we had started like talking or whatever. And I feel like I'm going to move to California, but it hadn't happened yet. So all of his readings were just kind of like, you know, I see you moving, I see you getting married.
Right. He was just having an off day. He's like, he didn't feel like,
yeah,
he didn't feel like predicting shit. He was just like, all right, look, man.
I'm tired.
You're going to LA. You're going to meet this guy. You're going to
get married.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe a kid or two.
And okay, that'll be $500.
$60.
Oh, that's a pretty good price.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've been to a few, and I'm still trying to figure out what I believe of all of them, but I want to try your guy. Do you still have his contact info?
I definitely do. If you want to travel to Regina, Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan.
It's a Canadian thing, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
What else is a Canadian thing that they don't have here?
Ketchup chips.
Oh my god, we're so married.
Is that your safe word?
I mean who doesn't love ketchup?
So good.
They're so good.
Have you ever had
those before? Wow, we're so connected.
This is it's crazy.
You guys just switch bodies.
But yeah, ketchup chips, fire.
Poutine.
You've had them before, right?
I don't know if I've had ketchup chips, but I've definitely had poutine.
Yeah, that's bomb. But I feel like here the restaurants have like a mixture of poutine.
They're
not exactly like the fries and the cheese curds and the gravy.
There's a few spots now that are like, you know, going into the poutine world.
Yeah.
There's
so
one
good.
That's really on point. Well, I had some in, which one is it? Vancouver, Toronto, like the good one. Or is it Montreal?
Montreal is okay. Like, they'll be the ones bragging about their poutine the
right.
most. Yeah.
I think there's a place in Hollywood called like, oh, this is going to be very wrong, but like Smokey's Poutinery or something like that.
Oh,
is that
yes.
right?
It might be right.
Oh my God,
yes.
I killed it.
I've never been or heard.
Damn, we need to open up a poutinery.
Sure.
Yeah.
We should.
Please
or like a brothel / poutinery.
Oh,
so it's like that. It's like poutine and poontang.
I cry. I'm crying.
Amazing.
I'm crying.
I love it.
What else? Canada has these chocolates that you don't have out here. They're called
Coffee crisps.
Right. They're so bomb.
Coffee crisps.
Because
here's
the thing. I'm not a big coffee drinker, but I like coffee-flavored desserts, like coffee ice cream, like coffee chocolate, that type of thing. Is like, I dig that, right? And they have these little chocolates that they're like, it's what it is. It's like coffee chocolate with a little, like a cookie crisp.
Yeah.
Like a little
fire.
Biscotto.
It's almost like a little like wafery in the middle.
Yeah. So I always want to like take them. I always wanted in my head, I'm going to take them to like buy a bunch and then take them to Cold Stone's out here and be like, hey, can y'all mix this in? Yeah.
Coffee ice
you know,
cream.
You can do that.
Right.
By yourself.
I mean,
or that too.
Yeah,
you don't have to go to Cold Stone to mix
something in
your ice cream.
No, but here's the thing. Then I'd have to do it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah,
you just don't want that. I'll do it for you.
Oh.
Thanks, babe.
Yeah, I would.
I tell you, man, this married stuff, that's pretty cool.
Just keep giving me the money to do the things, and I'll give you the ice cream.
Yeah, hey, right?
Right? It's a balance. It's a balance.
Because, I mean, you could say that about anything, Megan. That, you know, you could do that at home. Yeah. But then it's like, then you have to do it.
I know.
Wow.
I've been eating, like, the saddest girl TM meals, where it's like, it's keto, because I didn't want to be, like, a complete asshole to my body. So it's keto, but it's still, like, a lean cuisine, kind of, where you just put it in the microwave for a bit. It's one of those, like, meal kit services. Yeah. But I just don't have to, like, do it.
Yeah.
So sometimes, like, I have both. Like, I've got, like, one where you actually cook it, and then one where it's just you put it in the microwave. And I've been doing the microwave one, and that's sad.
Bruh. Or it's awesome. What you mean?
It is awesome, but
it
is
takes
kind
like 3
of
minutes.
Sad.
It's like lunch. It's express lunch.
What's sad about it?
The fact that I'm giving myself no nourishment of, like, enriching of actually cooking it. That's why, like I have Green Chef and I love doing that, because it's like they already portion it for you and you just do it and you feel still good because you are cooking it,
right.
But you don't have to, like, figure out what you're going to eat. You don't have to go to the store.
But cooking is, like, it takes a lot of time.
Sometimes
man,
it does.
And then the
it
after
does.
Cleaning and shit. Yeah. I feel like I'm nourishing myself when I'm saving my time and I'm saving my effort and I'm just eating and then I'm done. I'm like, wow, you saved so much time right now by not cooking and not buying groceries and not doing dishes. Yeah. One done. Microwave, eat, throw it away.
You're funny. It is a lot of work though, but some people love cooking. I don't love it. But I feel like I enjoy it more when I cook for, like, another person.
Yeah.
When you're by yourself, it's just like, oh, my God, what am I going to eat? It's just annoying.
Right.
Okay, look, I'm being funny. Even when I was leaving alone, I enjoyed making things for myself. You do feel a little more fulfilled as a person. Especially me living alone. Even when I was, like, concocting, like, leftover combinations.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yo, I killed that.
Yeah, for real.
You know, and after I ate it, I'd be like, man, I'm a man right now.
All your weird combinations.
Yeah, but they're always so good, right?
Dorito, banana, sliced cheese. Kraft singles cheese.
Listen.
Oh my gosh.
So when I was growing up, my mom used to do this thing where she would eat, she would peel a banana and she would get a Kraft single. She would take a bite of the banana, she'd take a bite of the Kraft single.
Uh-huh.
And then so one day she was like, try it. And I was like, oh, okay, that's not bad, right? It's an interesting combination,
is
right?
It is.
And then one day I was like, I need some texture in this bite.
He's a texture man.
I enjoy some texture, right? So I slice the bananas. I cut the Kraft cheese into squares.
Okay.
Smaller squares, because they're already squares. Yeah. Four squares.
Quadrants.
Yes. Thank you, baby.
Gotcha.
And then I laid out Doritos, and I put the little bananas and the cheese on the Doritos.
A nacho cheese Dorito or Cool Ranch?
Nacho cheese.
Okay.
Don't be weird.
Cool Ranch Doritos, the best.
With bananas and cheese? Come on, Megan. Think before you ask stupid questions.
You're absolutely right. That was my mistake.
All right. So then... So it's the banana, the Kraft single, and the Dorito in one bite, and it's like kind of fire. So I started putting this in vlogs, and I'd be like, guys, try this out. And like everybody that tries it, I had her try it. She was like,
weird.
Okay, it's not bad.
It's weird. It tastes good.
Yeah,
it's
man.
It's a weird snack. Whoa. Like, it makes you want it. Like, you look at it and you're like, should I vomit right now? But it's not that bad. And remember when Kraft Singles sent you a t-shirt?
So, weirdest shit, right? The guy from Man vs. Food, Adam Richman, okay? I follow him on Twitter and he followed me back.
Congrats.
He might have.
Having a follow back?
Here's the thing. Let me blow your mind even more. He might have followed me first.
Oh, wow.
And then I checked my verified, and then I was like, oh my God. Man versus Food followed me. I gotta follow him back, which was amazing, right? So anyways, one day he tweets, hey, what's your weirdest, like, snack combination?
Okay.
And I sent that to him. I was like, hey, bro, trust me, try this out. So of course, you know, these companies, they're always searching whenever someone mentions their name. So I had put Kraft Singles in it. So then Kraft, they replied to me. They were like, oh, sounds like whatever. I forget what they said. And then, so randomly one day, they're like, hey, can we send you a little present? You know, since you appreciate Kraft Singles. I'm like, yeah, sure. I gave them my address. They sent me a t-shirt with, like, an illustrated, like, a Dorito, a Kraft single, and a banana.
Stop. It's true.
Yeah.
It's very true.
Do you have this?
I have it at home. Yeah,
I don't
think
you've worn it, though.
It's on. No, no.
You can't prepare.
No, it's at home. It's tucked in a drawer. I haven't worn it yet because my whole plan is I want to do a hey guys, try this food out. Try this out and do like a little like challenge with it just cause.
Yeah.
But also half of me is like, oh, they should be paying me if I do this.
Oh, yeah, I feel that.
So
it's
I
a cool
done
shirt.
It.
I was not expecting that.
It's so cute.
Yeah.
I love that you added one more layer than what your mom did, and like your kids are gonna add one more thing.
Right,
this is like a multi-generational
recipe.
We'll put
recipe. Like a peanut on top of the banana.
No. I'm not gonna let them ruin
little
it.
Little seeds, chia seeds.
I've perfected it.
Yeah, no, it's weird.
I'll add my note.
Okay, yeah.
Let's put a little bit of like chipotle aioli.
Okay,
the craft
chipotle aioli.
Chipotle
aioli.
I just turned into an Alexa.
Let's put a little chipotle aioli.
Chipotle aioli.
That's so funny.
Chipotle.
Weird snacks. I used to. My sister used to make me like Ichiban ramen noodles with less broth and more like seasoned noodles.
Ooh.
And then separately make Kraft dinner and then mix them together in a bowl. I feel like that's just what I ate like growing up.
See, man, those weird combinations
But you've tried it.
I have tried it. It's good.
And it's good.
Yeah.
But you think that it's like, okay, that's disgusting. But
right.
It's pretty good.
And look.
I mean, there's no nutrition in it whatsoever.
There's not. I feel like you can add pretty much anything to some mac and cheese and it'll be good.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, Law. Ooh. Like more mac and cheese.
Yeah. Oh, mac and cheese with chipotle aioli.
Chipotle
aioli.
That's funny.
Nah, but she's really like Chia said. She wasn't necessarily like a cook. Like when we first started dating, she never like really cooked. But then she's really good at following recipes and shit. Like
because
some people can follow a recipe and it still won't be good. You
know?
Right. Yeah,
so nowadays,
right.
Like I'll come home after like shooting or whatever, and she's like, oh, you know, I tried something out. I made something, you know, and it'll be like, oh, I made you, because she's trying to, you know, make sure I'm like healthy and shit.
Yeah,
you know?
You need it. You're doing all these like food shows,
I know.
All sorts of shit. And it's like, at least when I can control what you eat, it should be healthy.
And it's fire. I'll come home and she's like, hey, I made mashed potatoes out of like cauliflower.
Yeah, I've never done that before.
Yeah, and it was popping. I'm like, yo, this marriage is kind of cool.
Well, I've never owned a food processor.
Pressure
before.
Pressure sauce.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Yeah. And hey, good job.
Yeah, thanks, babe.
On that.
Oh, really cute. Okay. Well, this is not a podcast about pressure sauce. It's an advice podcast. People write into us and we do our best to help them with our expertise or experience. Let's see how we can help our first person.
Oh, man.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Buckle up and buckle in. Buckle in? Buckle any preposition that you choose.
Buckle down.
Oh, you can buckle up and you can buckle down.
Yeah.
Oh, but you can't really buckle any other direction. Is that right?
No,
buckle diagonal right.
Is buckle up and buckle down the same thing?
I feel like you buckle up so you can be buckled down.
Oh, wow.
What?
That's really deep.
Yeah, buckle up so you can be buckled down.
Well, what's buckle down? Like, get to it. But, like, buckle up is, like, get ready.
Right.
No, I thought buckle up just means put your seatbelt on.
If you're the police.
I've never heard buckle up for anything else.
Just buckle up.
It's like, get ready to be strapped in for some crazy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, buckle up. Put your seatbelt on.
All right, everyone just buckle.
Yeah, just buckle, man.
Buckle down. But doesn't buckle down also just mean, like, calm down?
No.
Does it
maybe
not?
If you're Canadian.
Well, I just buckle down. Like, if your kids are crazy in the corner.
Buckle down for these ketchup chips, kids. If you want these ketchup chips, buckle down.
You guys have good rules for your non-existent kids.
Well, actually.
No.
Don't
even joke.
That's a joke. That's a
but
joke.
I feel like he definitely has some serious baby fever.
Well.
For sure. Like, he follows, like, little mixed babies on Instagram. That is not a joke. He showed me this picture yesterday. I'm like, who is that? He's like, it's just some mixed baby I follow on Instagram.
She's so cute.
And she's like half black, half Asian.
Yeah, and?
I'm just saying.
I need to learn how to do mixed baby hair. That's what it is.
Oh, that's
just
cute.
Getting tips. But it's really cute.
I'll record it.
Okay. Yeah, we'll go viral.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need
it. Oh my god, a family channel?
Let me tell you, my vlog views are trash right now, so we need to crank out these babies. That's why I got baby fever. My pockets are low.
Yeah, please.
Stupid.
So dumb.
Okay, maybe our writer is a mixed baby. Let's see. I'm a 20-year-old girl who's in a 4-year relationship. Over a month ago, I discovered my boyfriend has saved YouTube videos, pictures of girls that we both know, his old high school crush, and a few other girls that are wearing bikinis or something provocative. When I confronted him, he was completely apologetic, and although we are still dating, I can't let go of feeling extremely insecure. I understand fantasizing about people and being attracted to them is normal, but I feel like he crossed the line. How do I get over this and let go so we can move forward? Or is he the thing that I should be letting go of?
Oh, wow.
Deep.
Damn.
From boyfriend betrayal.
Okay, so the videos and some of the pictures are of people that he doesn't know.
That they do know.
Well, oh, no, do know. Well,
saved YouTube videos is of the people he knows as well.
And they're separated by commas, so it's right. Kind of hard to tell. I feel like the YouTube videos are normal. Like maybe it's like for Jenna Marbles or whatever.
Yeah.
And then pictures of girls that they both know.
Yeah.
His old high school crush.
Yeah, those are weird.
That those parts he knows.
I think pictures of girls they both know is weirder than his old high school crush. That's the weirdest of the bunch for me.
Yes.
Interesting.
That's not good.
Right.
Yeah. Because like, Why are you saving pictures of, like, a mutual friend? That's weird.
That's weird.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, everything else, low-key, I was kind of like, meh. You know, it's like, kind of like, okay, yeah, you have a picture of your old crush. I feel like, you know, some people have, like, that person they just, they remember, you know what I'm saying, for whatever reason, right?
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know, man. Mutual present-day friends?
That is weird.
It is weird, for sure. I would be upset.
Like, imagine, just, like, texting or, like, ordering Postmates on Tim's phone and, like, just seeing, like, a friend of yours in a bikini. Like, weird.
You'd be like, why do you have this?
Yeah, that's strange.
Like, taking a screenshot off Instagram of your friends, like, that's crazy.
Yeah, and plus, and that means that friend is still around, too. So I would feel a little funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she said she's been in this relationship for four years. Shit, man.
4 years. Yeah, and she said that he was super apologetic, and that's fine, but like even if they deleted the pictures, like the fact that he needed that?
Yeah. I mean, I wish I had a little more context, like how, like, it seems like this is all in like a folder or something.
Right.
So if this shit is a really old folder on like an old laptop or something he forgot about, maybe they first started dating and he's like, look at my girl's hot friend or whatever.
Right.
You know, just for whatever reason. Cause like,
right, yeah.
Me and my homies, like, we screenshot and send to each other a spectrum of weird shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it might even not be like, oh, I think she's hot. But like, oh, I'll hook you up with my girlfriend's friend. Check this out, right? Look at this picture, blah, blah, blah. And maybe it's in some obscure folder, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's why I wish I had some context. Because if it's kind of like a current thing he's still adding to and he still has these pictures, then it's strange.
It's like, do you really need to be with this person?
Right.
Especially after you've addressed it and he's like, okay, I'm sorry, but he still does it.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I guess we don't know if he fixed it. But if it was an old folder, like how long are you able to have an old folder? Like, the other day, it took me 3 years to delete pictures of my ex-boyfriend off of my Instagram.
Oh, God.
Mainly because they're just so far down.
Yeah.
But also, like, for some reason, I was like, but that was, like, my life for a second. So, that's kind of like a real life, real time photo album.
Yeah.
Right. And then I was like, officially, like, I don't need these. Like, why are they even here?
Right.
That's the thing, too. Well, here's the thing, also. If you're trying to get new boys to holler, you got to get rid of those, man. Because dudes will always, before they initially holler, it'll be like, let me check her Instagram to see if she's dating anybody.
But how long?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's the question.
Or like, how far
long
do you go down? I was doing this the other day and I was like, I like to just know if people are dating people just to know.
Yeah.
But I don't want to ask them because that's weird.
Right.
And so I'm just like, are you dating someone? And then I'll just go, like, girls and boys, I'm just like, what's up? And I try and look through their Instagram. But it's like, for me, if I was dating someone, I don't think I would put my stuff online until I was married.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, because I learned that lesson. Dude, well, because, you know, like every YouTuber now, it's like if you break up, you got to like make a video because people are going to harass you and be like, we deserve the truth. And it's like,
yeah, I know.
Well, like, yeah, I should tell you what's going on. But also, like, I'm dying inside.
Right.
So, like, we deserve privacy.
Yeah, give
for
me
a
some
bit.
Space.
Yeah.
It's a sensitive time.
I went through that way back with my ex.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I, like, here's the thing. When me and my ex broke up, I wasn't sad, like. Like, I was, like, literally after, like, a day, I was like, cool, I'm over it. Because
oh
I feel like we were, you know.
You were over it before it was over.
I was over it before
it was over,
you know. And it wasn't no bad blood, no beef, nothing like that. But when the kids were getting curious, I did end up making a video that I took down after like a couple weeks because I was like, oh, they don't, who cares,
we
right?
We broke up, period, all lowercase letters.
Well, no.
No thumbnail. No,
actually, high key, that was, no.
I don't think I know you made a video.
Because I took it down after like a week.
Oh,
and actually, the title was, what you all want to know.
Oh, yeah.
Hilarious.
And so, but I felt pressure because like I said, I wasn't upset about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I can't make a video saying, all right, guys, so yeah, you know, we broke up for 4 years. It's cool. We chilling.
Yeah.
So I felt pressure to put on like I was sad a little more than I was. So in the video, I'm like being real like ambiguous and cool, like, oh, you know, guys, you know what? You know, I'm trying to pretend like I'm sad.
A little actor you are.
That was your audition day.
Yeah.
And so it just, you know, I was putting on because I felt like they wanted me to be sad. And that's why eventually I took it down. I was like, first of all,
yeah,
it feels like real, like, you know, not genuine, and also like, ah, who cares what y'all think? Yeah,
moving on.
Yeah,
it's a lot. Like, if I would have made a video, I think I would have stopped getting comments like a long time ago, because I'll still get some like trickling in now, and like my relationship was like 4 years ago at this mm-hmm. point. But like, it's kind of like everyone is expecting that now. If you're like a couple in the public eye on the internet, if you don't make a breakup video, number one, you're missing out on like many, many views.
Oh, so many views. Good money.
All the monies.
But another but that's the thing too. It's like, that's one of the main reasons to make a video, so the kids will shut up about it.
I guess, yeah.
You know? Or else it's like, it's all
kind of just set the record straight.
Yeah, because I kind of get what they're coming from too. It's like, they're so invested.
Totally, right. And they're like, what happened?
Yeah.
Well,
they
also
need
the guys
closure.
Seem so happy.
Right.
Right? That's the thing.
It is such a thing. And it's like, a lot of times, sometimes you could be fighting, but like when the camera turns on, it's like, well, this is only going to last for 3 minutes. Let's just do this and get on with it.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad I never was like that.
Because like, why would you ever put like a fight on the internet? I mean, I wonder if family vloggers or like couple vloggy people do that. Do they ever put their arguments on or like what they're going through?
You know who the only person I ever saw do that? Who used to blog a lot back in the day, but now he's actually a super pop-in podcast host, Joe Budden's. Former rapper Joe Budden.
What's the hit? He has a hit.
He Pump It Up. Yeah, okay. So his podcast is like super popular nowadays, and like he's more of just kind of like a social, like he's like a personality more than an artist now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But in the beginning, he was uploading mad YouTube videos where he was just him and his, if his girl was ever pissed, he'd turn the camera on, record the fight.
Oh my God.
He was always putting up like the arguments, but also like the fun shit too, but he was always like, yo, she's tripping right now. What's wrong? Why you mad?
Oh my God,
why you mad?
That would make me so mad.
Me too.
If I was in a heated argument, you turn on your vlog camera, I'd be like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
But people love those moments. Remember that one time I like low-key got mad in the vlog and people were like, put more of Chia being mad. We love it.
There's like a subreddit for you being pissed.
Yo, she was so mad.
I was livid.
I didn't take the trash out or some shit before we went on some trip, so like it was filled with ants.
Oh my God.
And so you were gone for like a week or something. These ants were living. Like, they were having the best time ever.
How did you get them out?
We just got rid of all the trash and cleaned and disinfected and shit.
Yeah.
But like, I came back and she wasn't super pissed. It was kind of over it. And I was
pretty mad. I was pretty mad.
But it wasn't like such a serious issue that I felt funny turning the vlog camera on, you know?
So I turned,
it was like on some goofy mad shit. So I turned it on. I was like, babe, why you mad? Why you mad? And she's like, going off on me. He's like, you didn't take the trash out and fucking ants everywhere. And fucking Rick is probably here.
I blamed Rick. I was so mad. I'm like, fucking Rick is over here with all his shit. I was pissed.
And literally, Eric texted me after I put the vlog. He's like, dude, more angry Chia, please.
That's so funny. But also, like, the funny thing is, like, when I'm super upset, I don't get loud. I actually do the opposite and get like real quiet.
Same, me too.
Right?
I shut down.
Right. That's when you know it's just like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
Like, she's mad when I don't like say shit.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if those sorts of moments would be entertaining, because I would just be quiet in a corner.
No, I wouldn't do that anyway for you, because like, you know, you were never really, she wasn't immediately comfortable with the camera.
Very true.
It's like, now that she's comfortable, the last thing I would want is to put like the personal shit online.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or anything that made you,
unless it was like funny mad, you know?
Yeah, of course. Like the
ants. But like serious stuff?
Totally.
Yeah, no thanks.
And I think a lot of vlogger couples have said that enough where it's like, hey guys, here's what you need to understand. These are like highlights of our life.
Absolutely.
There's so much that you don't see off camera.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, give us some space and some time to process. Mm-hmm. But to answer that girl's question, leave him. He's stupid.
Yeah, she might have to. She might have to leave him.
Leave. So if they were old videos and pictures in a weird folder and he deleted them after this argument and confrontation and he apologized profusely, does she still leave him now?
I say forgivable, but current homegirl.
Forgivable.
And hope forgivable. That it never happens again.
Yeah.
Right?
Current homegirl pictures is weird.
That I don't know how to deal with because I wouldn't even be able to like be friends with that girl anymore.
Right.
Because I'm like, oh, you're just attracted to her. You know, I've heard so many stories of like girls hating their boyfriends for liking Emily Ratajkowski's photos. Like that's like
who's
the
this?
Main girl. She's like the Instagram like ab crack girl.
Oh,
like you
okay.
know that like line down the center.
She
of
was
the
in the Blurred Lines video, the one skipping around with her titties out.
Okay.
Oh, that's how is that how she got her start?
That's definitely what made her pop off.
Oh.
Yeah.
Guys are always liking that photo.
I follow and I like pictures, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. You're allowed to do that.
Thanks,
baby. Yeah.
See, and that's good because a lot of girls are like, no. Like,
right.
I know like three off the top of my head that would be like, that have gotten into actual fights and been like, why are you liking this girl's photo? But it's like, they're never going to meet. It's some girl. It's basically like liking Cindy Crawford's photos.
Yeah.
That, what a reference. Like, I'm 78.
Just going
Cindy
way back.
Cindy Crawford is still hot.
It's like liking Betty Page's pictures, you know?
That's so funny.
So let him go or...
I say let him go also because, well, okay, look, have a long conversation about it because that's definitely a weird issue, right?
Right.
But I also feel like 4 years is the
make or break.
It's the make or break year.
Right.
Because for me,
well, four is
and
like,
for her,
yeah, it was four.
I broke up with my ex at 4 years. She broke up
also.
With hers at 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I always feel like you either break up after four or you stick it out till like the eighth year. You know what I'm saying?
The seven year itch.
Or you buckle up and buckle down.
Seven year itch? Is that like a thing?
That's the phrase.
I thought it was five.
So you never heard the phrase 7 year itch?
Educate me.
It's an expression. That's it.
But
that's
not
literally
only like for relationships, like they say after 7 years, like you just naturally need a change, whether it's like your relationship or your career.
Whoa.
Like some people will make like a big change at 7 years. There's just something with like 7 years. I also think you paint your house at 7 years.
Your taste buds change. I had a 7 year
really?
Itch. That was just dandruff though.
Nice.
You're funny.
Dang, 4 years. I think my longest relationship was 3-ish.
So almost
sad.
At four.
So like, almost four.
It's not sad, Megan.
I was just like ahead of the game. I was like, oh, I know the 4 year thing is coming. Let's just call it now.
Yeah. I'm going to do it at 3.5.
Why waste another one? You know,
4 years, 7 years, and then 13, I think, is the next one.
Really?
Yeah.
What happens after 13 years?
I think 13 is just like another, like you almost come like back around after like 7 years. It's almost like twice the amount of time.
And like your skin cells have fully like completely changed.
Just,
and like
you're a different person from the outside in.
It's very true.
And the inside
at a cellular level.
Dang.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like DNA and shit.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to take a break and let that sink in.
Sink in and sink out.
Sink around. You can find little extra pieces of advice that Tim and Chia have left us on our Instagram handle. I'm at Finsta now, Just a Tip Podcast. I guess it's a Finsta. Is it a Finsta if you tell people about it?
No, that's not a Finsta at all. What do you mean? It's just an extra Instagram.
Okay, well, what's a Finsta?
A Finsta, I don't have one. I've never had one. I never even knew what it was until these, you know,
I don't know
social
what
media
is.
Kids put me on. Babe, a
I
Finsta.
Never know anything. I'm like an old little lady that Tim has to like educate me.
She's
truly.
A sexy ass old ass lady. But a Finsta is what like, I guess certain celebrities and a lot of social media people have where it's like you have one Instagram with all your followers where you post shit that's like pretty for your feed and things you want the public to see.
Right.
And, you know, those are the ones that they only follow like 50 people on there to look cool and shit.
Yeah.
And then they have their Finsta, which is like them being drunk, them with their like personal photos that you
I only
tell your personal friends.
Right.
Almost like you have your personal Facebook and you have your like, you know,
public page.
Sheesh,
right?
This is too much.
But I've never had a Finsta.
Instagram Stories has that close friends option. So that's basically like a Finsta story.
Yeah, Finsta. A story,
Finsta-story.
Nah, no Finsta for me. I keep it real, son.
That's good.
Put it all out there, you know? Except for our personal fights.
We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on Digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. Tim and Chia taking a break from food pics and face care to be here in the studio with us. Yeah. I have a question before we get into our next segment on wedding ring shopping.
Mm. Oh, Lord.
How did it go?
I loved it. We did it differently, I think.
Than most people?
Yeah, it was just transparent from the jump.
Except for the very beginning. Remember when I like secretly went to the jeweler? So I had one of my girlfriends come from Canada. She came to LA and I was like, girl, we should go and look at diamond rings. And this was like before we really had talked about engagements or anything. I mean, we knew it was coming, but yeah. I'm like, let me go and like look and see what there is. So I told Tim, I was like, yeah, you know, me and my girl, we're just going to go get pedicures and stuff. Mm-hmm. But we also... We got the pedicure, no manicures. We got our nails done, and then we went to one of these, went to a jeweler.
Yeah, gotta get the nails done before you go to the jeweler.
Yeah, true. We tried on, like, so many diamonds. I feel like at one point I had on, like, $500,000 of diamonds on my hands.
Oh, my
Lord,
God.
Have mercy.
I had, like, diamond and diamond and diamond and band and band. It was cool.
Whoa.
So we met with the consultant that we eventually ended up buying from.
Yeah.
And she took all, like, my notes, what I like, what I don't like. She sized my finger. So she gave me a card. And she's like, I have your boyfriend at the time. I have his name down here. And she's like, give him this card. And when he's ready, he can call me. And then she had all this information.
I hadn't even proposed yet.
Nothing.
And, like, if anything, I knew kind of what she liked. You know, to what kind of like what she liked aesthetically, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
She left like a little just kind of like a picture of things she had been looking at on my desk or some shit, right? On my
like
table,
he'd wake up,
to-do list, right? Buy my engagement ring.
Yeah.
But then that week, she was like, okay, babe, I have a confession. I'm like, what's up? She goes, I remember we're laying in bed. She's like, okay, remember I told you I was going to get pedicures, but. Or manicures or whatever it was,
yeah.
Or, you know, cooch waxing or whatever you went to
do. All of the above.
And then so she's like, okay, well, not only did we do that, but we also went to this jeweler to try on some rings. She's like, no pressure.
Here's a card. Here's a card. When you're ready.
Oh yeah, she's like, but whenever you're ready, this lady, she has your name. She has my information. She knows what I like. She knows my size. So just go in and like, and whenever you're ready, you can go in and like, and you know, and they'll have everything.
But I also feel like you liked that I took a little bit of like initiative. Because
I did.
I feel like for men, it's like, where do you even start?
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot.
For sure.
Because the other alternative would be like asking your friends what you would like. And then you had to tell your friends like,
right.
If Tim asks, this is what I want.
Right.
And it's kind of like a backwards way instead of just being like, that's a good idea. I didn't know that you could do that.
Yeah, you can do a lot of things. And then when we we went in together and we looked at things together, and then I was like, okay, I think I like this. And then that was the last time.
I think at one point it was like, why even try to pretend like I'm choosing this shit anymore?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was like we went in and it was like, okay, do you like this? You know what I'm saying?
But I let you choose the gold or white gold or platinum.
Yeah, there's like a few little like decisions that I kind of made at the end.
I wanted you to feel involved.
Is that part of it?
Girl.
I truly didn't know that guys wanted a say in it.
Well,
I
wanted Tim to have a little bit of a say.
I mean, of course. Like, I would, you know, because there's just so many details that guys just don't know about at all. So I definitely liked that she kind of just laid it up for me, you know.
Right.
But also in my head, I was like, oh, I'd like to feel like I chose something, you know.
Yeah, oh, okay, that's
even though,
good to know.
Even though I didn't, really. But
you chose either yellow gold or white gold.
Yeah, true. But even then, I was like, so which one do you like better?
Yeah, true. He did ask me. He's like, which color would you prefer? I'm like, jeez, Christ, you're so. I was leaving this up to you.
Well, shit, man. Here's the thing, too. When you're spending that much money, it's like, let me make sure I get this right.
Yeah, totally, can't return this. Can you? What's the return policy on an engagement ring?
I have no idea.
I don't know, man. I guess you just pawn it off. I don't know how that works.
And then when it came to your band, we just kind of were like, oh.
Yeah. It was literally like, all right, let's go to the mall and pick something cool.
Cool.
All right.
Do you like this? Yep. Sweet.
Works for me.
Oh, my God. That's so
Which you
funny.
Don't have on.
No, it was too tight.
Yeah. It was big. And then we got it sized.
Yeah, I was like, last time I talked to you, it was too big. And now it's too small.
Yeah, it hurt.
This is the Goldilocks of marriage.
I guess so, man. I just, you know, the next one, hopefully it'll be just right.
Yeah, yeah.
And it'll come
he
with
just
like,
needs to get like a smidge a little bit bigger.
Yeah, a little porridge. Yeah.
It's gold, right?
Yeah.
Is there only gold or silver, or can, like, how many more options do guys have for a wedding
There's
band?
Platinum.
Girl, you can do whatever you want.
you can do whatever you want.
Do they have like weird colors like green? Not that I want that, but like do they?
Probably like some type of like jade.
Oh,
I mean
for
like a stone, yeah, but I don't think for the actual like metal. Well, I mean, who fuck?
Like a lime green, like someone that like loves knows, Panic man. At the Disco wants that, you know.
I'm sure Evo you can do whatever kids. You want.
Yeah, and their new single is not good. I don't like it.
What is it called?
The for a minute.
You don't like that song?
I don't know, man.
It's catchy.
I think it's one of those that you hear it at first and you don't like
high
it,
hopes.
But they high hopes, and then you play it enough, and it's like, oh yeah, turn this up. But at first, you don't like it, like beer.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm still not on the beer bandwagon.
Yeah.
You learn to love it.
Right, because you're forced to love it.
Right. Yes, that's true. I remember my sister one time was underage drinking. This was a long time ago in high school. And my mom found out that they had this like huge rager at like a very suburban part of Florida. And my mom was like, why did you drink so much if you said you hate beer? And that's my sister's name.
Hello.
Yeah. She said, after a while, I couldn't taste it. And so I'm like, maybe that's why people start liking beer, because they can't taste it anymore.
Maybe.
Man, I feel like it's just one of those psychological things where it's like beer's always around and then it's what everybody drinks for whatever reason. I always tell people, man, like the first time you taste beer,
nobody
ever goes,
it's
I
true.
Really like this
I love
taste.
This stuff.
You know what I'm saying? It's
right.
like you force yourself to be like, oh, okay, fine, let me down this beer
right.
so I can be like on everyone else's level. You know what I'm saying? And then eventually.
It's weird.
Eventually you get to a point where like, huh. I'm kind of in the mood for a beer.
An ice cold beer, a patio beer.
And that new Panic at the Disco.
Yeah. You just changed completely.
You know? Yeah, I have high hopes now.
I have high hopes for this hop.
But yeah, any color ring.
You could do whatever.
Amazing. It's time for the tip jar section. Maybe I should get a little jingle after that.
Yeah, you should.
I'll say it and then you guys make up something.
Okay, sure.
It could also just be like a sound effect. Okay. It is time for the tip jar section.
Tip jar.
Love
amazing.
It.
I love that one of you took the melody and one of you took the lyrics.
Yeah,
that was really
do.
Good.
We do.
Tell me.
This is a part of the show where we take to Twitter to a segment we call Tip Jar. I'll read one or two word suggestions tweeted at me at Megan Mattoon, and we give one quick tip on all of them. Okay. First tip to give is about getting sick. Do you have a tip on getting sick or recovery from being sick?
Lots of orange juice.
Pulp or no pulp?
Pulp all day.
Ew, all the way?
Oh, I love pulp.
Extra pulp.
Gross.
Extra
pulp. I love pulp.
What?
Where it's almost just like just...
You're just chewing on the juice.
Yeah. Ew, are you kidding me?
No,
you don't like it?
Absolutely
so
not.
So you're like, no pulp.
No pulp at all.
Wow.
If there's even a trace of pulp, I'm like, this is hideous.
I enjoy a lot of pulp.
Would you be able to eat a spoonful of just pulp?
Yeah.
God,
they would just be like an orange.
Right? Just mushed up. I tell you what, when I was younger, I love sourness a lot too. My mom would be making fresh like lemonade and limeade as a little kid.
Ooh.
She would get a spoon, scoop up the pulp, and just give it to me, a spoonful of it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that an acquired taste too, or am I just crazy?
What, pulp?
Yeah.
I mean, people like different textures.
I guess. Like,
I guess.
I don't like what the texture of like oysters.
Oh, yeah, oysters a lot. I actually, Tim, this is a funny story that I thought I loved oysters.
Uh-huh.
Like, oysters were an acquired taste.
What, did you guys not eat, like, a bunch of oysters?
No, she's about to tell you the story
This is the hideous part.
Right.
So I, like, had an oyster, and I was like, I'm going to make myself like this because I want to be more open-minded. oysters are my beer. So I start eating oysters and I'm like, oh, I love oysters now. And Tim and I, for some reason, are always in New York at the same time.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because you're in New York a lot. And every whenever I'm there, yeah, you're there. Yeah. So I was in New York and we were like, let's get oysters. And we did this literally for an Instagram picture. Like, we didn't want 50, but we were like, it'd be funny if we had 50 for the picture. But then we ate like all 50. And then I was like, jeez, I don't feel good at all. I'm going to go to the bathroom. And then he was like, all right, bye. And so I came back. I threw up.
Oh,
and
God.
I came back and I was like, I just threw up. We need to get fries for like me to cover up the grossness. And it's like, I think only a couple people have seen me before and after throwing up. And Tim is one of those people.
Wow.
And you haven't had oysters since.
I have not had an oyster.
How did she look
since.
After?
She definitely.
Yeah, how did I look?
You looked defeated.
Tell us.
Like you had won a battle. Lost a battle.
Yeah,
that you
I
were
lost.
Really like excited
Ew,
about.
That's
yeah.
gross. What was your vomit like?
Yo, it was the. Yeah, please. It looked like the sea that was like blended.
Wow.
It looked like blended sea and barnacles.
Damn.
Like, it was grody.
Did it come out of your nose, too?
Ugh. What? No.
Like, you know when you puke sometimes? Like, the pressure, it comes out from, like, every orifice.
Oh, God,
oh, have
no.
you never puked out of your nose?
What?
It's
you
intense,
never?
Bro. What? That's
wait,
like...
Everyone is looking at me like I'm insane.
That's when you have just the...
Wait.
And it's coming out so much out of your throat.
Like, you know that, like, your nose and like your mouth, it's like one big hole back
yeah,
there, right?
Like, yeah, I've seen people do like the thing where they put the noodle through their nose and they like floss their face.
Right.
Let me
wait,
tell you.
Wait, yeah. No.
Puking out of your nose is
a whole
next
thing.
Level intense,
wait,
man.
Oh my God. Wait, does it come out of your nose and your mouth or just your nose?
No, it's like all. It's like,
it's like an every orifice.
And afterwards, you're like, I couldn't breathe.
Just near, like almost suffocated.
Everyone in this room right now is nodding, saying that they've had this happen. I wonder if this is a very normal thing, because like, how have I been so lucky?
I don't know.
I don't know, man. I think, why did I do? I think I, last time I remember it, I'd overate and I was just like shoving all this food and then all of a sudden, I was feeling really queasy from it, and all of a sudden, everything just started coming out, and it was much that it was like, you know, mouth all night. Yeah.
Do you feel like you're drowning?
Yeah, because you can't breathe.
Right. It's awful. And then when you're all done, you have to like blow your nose to get like the little,
yeah,
be, like, little remnants
burns.
Inside. And then you taste your vomit all over again. Yeah,
what
it's just awful.
What did you end up throwing up?
God, I feel like spinach.
Oh.
I've vomited spinach. Beer.
But when it was your nose, when it came out the nose, what
out
was
of your
it?
Nose.
Both. Like every time I vomit, it like comes up.
Every time?
Yeah. Like, not every time will it spew out of my nose, but it'll definitely like go in my nose and like stop like mid-cartilage. Yeah.
Wait, that's never happened to me.
Wow, you're lucky. Good for you.
Thank
we
you.
Gotta party extra hard next time then.
Good for you.
Speaking of partying hard, our next tip is on kombucha.
Oh, kombucha.
Okay.
Do you have a tip on kombucha or like a recommendation?
I feel like I've only had a taste of kombucha before.
I don't, that's like a tip for kombucha is like weird. It's a weird question, I feel.
Any recommendation or like how to make it better? Because I hate it.
Probably plug your nose and chug it. Because it's supposed to be good for you, right?
It is supposed to. It's good for, like, your pee hole, right?
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Like, if you have, like, a UTI or something.
Oh, really?
Is it
like cranberry? Oh,
okay. Yeah, it's like a cranberry alternative.
If you have a little UT.
UT.
I,
that's what he calls UTIs.
Yeah, yeah. Like, babe, you got a little UT? UT?
When your voice breaks at the
I
end.
I know. Sorry.
UT.
I guess my tip would be... the Whole Foods that I went to had a really good kombucha.
It's like a homebrew kombucha?
Yeah, it was just a bottle. I thought it was good.
That's cool.
There's my tip.
That's your tip.
Here's my tip. I'm just thinking about kombucha. I think it would be better if you add like a shot of gin in it.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, so you take kombucha, put a shot of gin, and then like crushed up blueberries.
Hell yeah. Sipping on gin and kombucha.
Hey.
Laid back. Got a UTI, but I'm fixing it.
Nice. Nice.
Really good.
Well, you've never had a UTI. You don't know the burning sensation.
Do men get UTIs?
It's possible.
I mean, they have a urethra, so I feel like it's possible.
Yeah, yeah. We got a you know, a tract that urine goes through, so I think it's possible for it to get infected, but
right.
It's definitely more common for y'all.
Yeah.
What's the worst amount of bodily pain that you've endured?
Oh, Tim has a story.
Do I?
Yes, when you had the little
kidney stones?
I'm sorry. No. Yo, the audio totally like spiked on that shit because of the pain I felt. right, let
leave
me tell
it in because they need to feel the pain too.
Okay, here, I'll do it again. Oh,
oh my gosh.
Oh, jeez.
Everyone is
my
crying.
Ears.
Everyone is bleeding and vomiting out of also their ears.
Yeah, yes, but imagine everywhere. That, but like your dick hole.
Oh. Wait, so kidney stones?
No, it wasn't kidney stone, thank God. But let me tell you what happened.
Kidney pebbles.
No. nothing from my kidney.
Kidney okay. rocks?
No, I was eating kidney beans. No.
There we go.
What happened was, I had just gone to the doctor and I did like a urine test for whatever reason. And he's like, you know, he's like, we found a little bit of blood in your urine. So we want to, and like, I think one of my like testicles was just sore for whatever reason. Like, but he was just like, we're going to do a test. We're going to put a camera just up your pee hole.
And what I'm is like, that called? There's a word for that.
Oh, I don't know.
Sounding. Whoa.
Sure.
Never knew this.
Me neither. So he's like, we're going to sounding your dick hole. I'm like, okay, how does this work, right? So, all right. So
yeah, it's bad.
So I'm laying there and there's a sheet covering what he's doing to me.
Like
and
a all, C-section.
All I knew, yeah, right, like a C-section. So all I know is that like it hurt. So I feel like this first half of the procedure, he's like, they're like clamping my penis hole open to like put some type of like lubrication. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna throw up. Oh,
dude, it was
through your nose.
So, and because I just felt discomfort, right? Mm-hmm. And so he's like,
same.
Okay,
you and me both in this moment,
girl. So then he's like, and here's the thing, y'all, girls, you know, if dick holes are not wide, all right?
Right.
Like penis holes are not, they're only meant for liquid to come out. That's yes. it. Nothing yeah. to go inside, all right? Right. So all he's like, okay, count to three, I'm gonna take a deep breath.
No, I have to go.
So he's always like, he's like, okay, just inhale. And as soon as I inhaled, it was like a out.
No,
quick like that. It didn't stay in there, but it was just like an in, out.
The
I guess,
camera?
Yeah. And it's like, and here's the thing, he showed me the girth of the camera. And it's,
What, like a hair?
No. Wider than that.
Like and a straw?
Like, okay, maybe like a straw-ish.
Like a hay straw? Have you seen those eco-friendly hay straws? It's like half of the diameter of a normal plastic
okay,
straw.
Okay, sure. Let's
like
go that? With that. Let's go with that.
Okay. Yeah. And, like a cord. Like a...
Yeah, okay, like a cord. Like a cord.
Like a headphone cord.
Yeah.
So it's like a... Whoosh, whoosh, and I'm like, God. Immediately like... My, and I remember like the exact sound I made was like, ah! And then, and
that's
it was
your rap like yeah, just, tag yeah. now.
Yeah, yo, yeah. Just echoing. So, and it's like, even when the camera's out, it's just like it's like it hurt, and I like the whole day peeing for me was like uncomfortable because like it just burned, and like and when I would pee and like whatever lube they use to like loosen my hole up would be coming out with the pee, it was all bad.
Yeah, that's terrible. I'm sorry that you had to do that.
Yeah, no more sounding for me.
I feel like I'm wearing a weight vest full of just that lube.
Oh my God. So that would be me.
My what name. About you, Chio? Like, what?
Man, let me.
Because UTIs, I think I've had one before. They don't
you know, girl.
Oh, well, then maybe I didn't.
Oh, you would know if
I've had a
have
yeast
one.
Infection, and that's no joke either.
True. But I've also heard that there are different types of yeast infections, like upper ones and like your cervix. Like, I only knew that I had like an upper cervix yeast infection after I had a pap smear.
Hmm. Oh.
And then they called me back for the results. I was like, oh shit, they're going to tell me something bad. And they're like, she's like, oh, I just like noticed you have a little bit of a yeast infection. She's like, you probably don't have any symptoms because it's like so high.
Oh, so it was just in there.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I think you
is
can
that where it starts?
I think. And maybe it like gets so bad that it like
works its way down.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's when it gets funky.
Oh my God, it's so gross. And then I you just hate like yeast infections. Like, it's the
pop a pill.
The first time that's ever happened, I was just like, oh, this is, I'm dying.
Right.
Number one, I have every STD
oh,
in the
so
world.
It like really hurts.
I can't.
Well, it's just like, it's super itchy. And then like there's Monistat, which is like a topical ointment.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it was topical. So I put it inside.
Oh.
And so it was like, it felt like my loins were literally in
oh,
hell.
God. Oh God.
But I also heard like, you know, if you have like an infection like that, you shouldn't really use the over-the-counter creams and stuff. You should just go to the doctor.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like I heard Vagisil is like really bad for girls and stuff.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Yeah. Like just throws off your pH, all that shit.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's how yeast infections happen. I think it is like a pH imbalance.
Word. Yeah.
Also, pap smear, Don't call a smear.
It's just like awful. It's just all bad.
Pap stab.
Like, pap stab. I'd be down for a pap stab. Like the word smear. I don't think I like it.
You tickle your cells and smear it on that little plastic thing.
Yeah, even like
it's awful.
I think the only acceptable time to use the word smear is like cream cheese in a bagel.
I was gonna say like peanut butter. Yeah.
Don't smear any of my body parts.
My body things.
Unless it's with cream cheese or peanut butter.
That's right.
Yeah. I feel like the most pain I've ever been is when I cut my finger recently.
Oh. Dude, paper cuts?
Dude.
Are the worst.
Man, let me tell you what happened.
This was so bad. I need to show you a video after.
What happened?
We have this mailbox that's like stainless steel, but there's a very sharp edge that's like a razor blade that you don't really think because it doesn't look like a razor blade, but it's sharp.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell the mailbox is kind of like, was like custom made, because it's not like, it's very just, it's crisp, you know what I'm saying? And it's a cool looking mailbox.
Yeah, it's really cool. But it's just not very functional.
Yeah, so the metal lid kind of hangs off, and there's a little thing that kind of comes out like that, you feel me?
Okay. Slide.
So it was getting rusty, and Chia had just got done like cleaning the car. So I was like, oh babe, you got that wet sponge, because you just kind of like wipe the rust off the thing.
So this is your fault.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So I take the sponge. It's like a 3-inch thick foam sponge. Mm. And I take it and I run it along that razor blade edge.
But she was like scrubbing, you know what I'm saying?
I was like going hard. Like, and the freaking razor blade piece of the mailbox cut through the sponge entirely, sliced my finger like an inch.
Oh, my God.
All I heard, look, honestly, man, like, it, no exaggeration, because I knew it hurt, because I heard like a when she did it.
Yeah, I dropped the sponge. I was bleeding profusely, just like dripping everywhere.
Yeah, she stared at it like, you know when a baby's like shocked that they're injured?
Yeah.
She's just, staring at it, bleed.
Sobbing. Yeah. That was fucking painful. And then we went to the store. We went to CVS because I was like, should I get a tetanus shot? Because this thing was rusty.
Right.
So we go up to the counter and we're talking to the pharmacist and I'm kind of showing her my wound. And I was like, should I get a tetanus shot for this? And she's like, yeah, probably. And Tim's like, do you do them here? And she's like, well, yeah, but I'm going on lunch. And I was like, lunch? I'm like, girl, this is my fucking lunch.
Like this.
fuck your lunch. And she literally was like, well, let me check to see if we have tetanus anyways. So she looks in her little like fridge or whatever. She's like, we don't have any. I was like, fuck you.
She sees it right next to her sandwich. She's like, no.
Exactly. We don't have any. You'll have to go someplace else. So Tim got this like antiseptic spray that he wanted to spray on my finger while in the store.
Yeah.
So he's like, let me just spray it. I was like, no, it's going to sting. And I'm like sobbing like a fucking child. It was awful.
Oh, and check this out. Just, you know, while she's like sobbing in the store, guy that was working at the counter at CVS in the little medical area, he's like, oh, yo, can I get a picture?
Oh, I'm my like, God.
And I'm like, bruh, I'm like,
she's bleeding.
Like, she's bleeding. She's crying and shit. Maybe later, bro. Just give me a second. Give me a second.
Oh, my God.
And he still ended up asking for a picture.
Yeah. He
wanted
care.
The picture of your finger. He has a blood blog.
He didn't care about me.
Yeah.
But that was fucking painful. I thought I needed stitches. Yeah. It was like so deep, I thought it like hit my bone.
But have you ever had stitches before?
Never once.
No, me neither.
That's the grossest thing in the world. Yeah. Like sewing your skin.
Yeah.
Imagine putting needles on two parts of your skin.
No, thanks.
Pulling them together.
You've had stitches?
Nah.
I
should have had stitches one time, but I just didn't have them.
Damn.
I just have a scar now.
But you're okay.
I'm fine.
I saw my dad get his stitches removed, and that was awful.
Ew.
Word.
Oh, my God.
So
it's
disgusting.
Just, like, the grossest thing.
Because they just, like, cut it down the middle and just, like, pull it out. And the skin will kind of, like, you know, go with it a little bit. You got to tell. It's just gross.
Interesting.
Anything hospital, blood, gross.
I'm so queasy. I got to look up. There's going to be an actual term for like what I have, because it is definitely a disease. But like even hearing about blood or hearing about anything, like I faint immediately. And I know I'm going to faint. Like it's a, it's a tried and true thing. Like I will faint no matter what.
Right. Have you before?
Oh, God. Every day.
Oh, wow.
That's how I go to sleep.
You faint a lot?
I just faint.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I went to go to the dentist to get my wisdom teeth taken out.
Oh, no.
And they were telling me about just the wisdom teeth. Well, I was going to get Invisalign. And they were like, we got it. What?
I've had those.
Oh, so I still have them.
Nice.
I mean, I put them on every like 5 days and like cry because my teeth have already shifted.
Yeah.
But so they were telling me what the protocol was in order to get Invisalign. It was like, you got to take your wisdom teeth out. And I had waited so long because I didn't want to go through that surgery. And so the dentist is like explaining how that they're going to like put me under.
Oh, God.
And I faint in the office.
Are you serious?
Just telling me about, yes. And I wake up. And I had like three people over me and I'm like on the ground and they're like, do you know what just happened? And I was like, I'm so sorry, you guys. I'm like, I guess I'm just really tired. And they're like, you had a small seizure.
What?
Yeah, dude.
You seizure?
A small seizure.
Oh my God.
You wake up and all your wisdom teeth are gone and you're like, your bra's backwards.
Oh my God.
Stop. Oh my God. That's scary.
Dude, for real.
So what? So have you ever had like a seizure before?
Only then.
What? Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I fainted other times, but I don't know what happened when I'm unconscious.
I guess.
What? So
yeah, that's scary.
There's got to be a term for it, and I will Google it.
Yeah,
I'll Google
yeah.
and not WebMD it.
Damn, you're just like Bob from Bob's Burgers.
You love Bob's Burgers.
He always faints when he sees blood. Yeah,
oh, yeah
it's
yeah,
like
yeah,
his
yeah.
thing. He doesn't seizure, no.
It's
he
his just, thing.
He faints when he sees blood. Yeah.
Ooh, scary.
It's scary. Okay, one last tip for our listeners. Can you give any insight, quick tips on vlogging?
My tip for vlogging would be, a quick tip would be just find your light, find the good light. A lot of people,
find the light.
You know, a lot of people like will like vlog from just like really unflattering like angles. And, like
That's
I
true.
Always, especially when you're vlogging women,
yeah.
I feel like a lot of vloggers like do the people holding the camera aren't considerate to how lighting looks on people's faces.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like. Me, I know my angles and shit, so I'm always like trying to do it right. But then, like, sometimes I'll be in on. I'm like, oh wait, you know what? Let's hold on. Let's move. Let's find the good light.
Yeah,
there's a little hint.
That's a good one.
Also, hey man, don't feel the need to show everything all the time. Like
that's a
better one.
Then it becomes annoying.
Yeah.
Because
like, can you not, please?
Right. Because people will hate you.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I see so many people like vloggers do the. Man, you know, like, I can't handle it. It was too intense. Like, I need a break from social media and from vlogging. And, you know, I'm sad. And it's like, dude, turn the camera off.
Yeah.
Have you Nobody's
pressing unrecord?
Yeah. No one's making you do it 24. It's like, you don't have to do that.
Right.
Just chill out.
Yeah, but some people feel the pressure to do it. And that's why they feel tired.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
sad,
definitely.
You know? It's just like, oh, shit, I have to vlog, like, my whole life. Right,
I think that it can definitely ruin a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
And,
right.
And I think who was it? It was like boyfriend versus girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know, prank versus prank. Right.
Right.
When they broke up, they did a whole thing about how like they were vlogging every day to the point where they didn't know whether they were doing stuff because they loved each other or because it was going to be good content.
100%. That's sad.
Dude.
That is sad. That is very sad.
Just have a balance, man.
You have to. That took me so long to figure out, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, which parts should I film and what do I just, like, live my life?
Right.
And so, like, now I hardly do, like, weekly vlogs or, like, going places vlogs because it's just, like, it feels less like me sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I only will take it out if I feel like it.
Right.
Whereas before I did feel the pressure to be like,
right.
I need to put a video out this week.
Right.
I'm going to go do something,
yeah.
Which is kind of good because like it gets you out of your comfort zone. It's like, oh, I need something for this week. And then you kind of like live your life because of it which
mm-hmm.
sounds bad, but in a way it gets you out.
No. For sure.
But like, there's definite balance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's always nice to be like, hey, you know what? I need some entertaining footage. Let's go do something different. You
right.
know what I'm
and
saying?
That's nice.
Yeah. That is nice.
But I feel like if you ever got to a point where I feel like you were vlogging too much of our relationship, I would be like, okay,
yeah.
like, that's enough, you
right.
know?
And for me, because in the beginning, I used to just whip the camera out. Like, Rick hated it because, like, he'd be caught, like, in an unflattering angle or whatever. But now, you know, and what I've been doing for the past couple years, whatever, I'll be like, all right, everyone, vlog warning.
Yes.
So it's like so everyone knows what's about to happen. Like, you can sit up. You can,
yeah.
you know, fix
you
your
can,
hair
you
real
up.
Quick.
You
yeah, you can buckle up.
You buckle up or you buckle
down.
Buckle out.
You get buckle out of frame.
Yeah, get the buck out of frame.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good too. I think I started doing that. I think you had done it and I was like, that's good because before I would whip it out too. I mean, everyone was, but it's also like, does anyone mind that I do this now? It's almost like YouTube people weren't, I guess, like taking other people into consideration.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are all good tips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially like in social environments, you know what I'm saying? Like if someone's drinking, maybe they don't want to be on camera drinking.
Yeah,
so
right.
I always make sure I'm like, hey, if I'm vlogging, if anyone doesn't want to be on camera or you feel like I'm like, hey, just let y'all know I'm about to vlog, blah, 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 you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
We did it. Tim and Chia, thank you.
Yay. Thanks for having us. How fun. My first podcast
ever.
Yo, you killed this.
You really did.
Megan took my podcast virginity.
I will get
shirts
made.
Because she DM'd me and was like, come on my podcast. I'm like, girl, I hate podcasts, but maybe for you.
Aww.
So cute.
Man, this is hot.
Yeah, special.
I'm going to save some pictures of Megan in my phone real quick.
In your old folder?
If you want to get dumped, sure.
Baby, we're past the four-year mark. We're stuck.
7 years isn't there yet, right?
This is seven.
This is seven.
This is seven.
This is seven.
This is us.
Seven-year itch.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Seven-year itch. Watch yourself.
Where can people find you on the internet? What's with you?
You can reach his blog at justpeachy.co.
.co, not .ca or .com.
.co.
.co, or my Instagram, chia_hapti.
And, you can go to youtube.com/Timothy for all my fun stuff. Or if you want to watch our vlogs, /the.timothydelaghetto.com. And Instagram, Timothy De La Ghetto.
Yay! If you guys have a sticky... If you guys have a sticky situation or burning concern, email us at justatipshow@gmail.com and be sure to sign off sleepless in Seattle style so we don't out your true persona. Also, double points if you mention your age because that helps you in the end. Rate us 5 stars because life is a doozy. And what will remedy that? 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
Yay!
Woo.
Sleepless in Seattle is a movie where they used aliases instead of their real names.
That's
just
right.
Just in case you guys didn't get
you
that
film
reference.
Nut. You did it.
That was a HeadGum podcast.